What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussion. It's your boy Chris P.
I am Rome City.
This is episode 86.
86. Yeah.
86? We said 86 or 85? It's 86.
Oh, shit.
85 was the University of Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, 86. I'm throwing off my bad.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so how you feeling today, Rome?
I'm good. I'm high right now.
Yo, we have... We have a very special guest in the building.
Yeah,
he's like more like family. We've known this guy for years.
Oh my God.
He is a.
Is he here yet?
Is he? Yeah. We got Mike Pipp in the building. Let's give him a round of applause.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey,
thanks, guys.
Man.
He's like special. Right. He's like, yeah. I guess we still waiting for somebody.
Mike Pipp Snap is so fucking lit, y'all. You follow him?
Yeah, I follow him. Well, it's the sound. I have it on my phone.
This is a private.
Do you watch though? Like he's lit now. You're lit.
It took me a while. Yeah.
Like
I'm all the way lit now.
Because before you wasn't like a go out person. I know you was like a chill. You was like a chill vibe.
I think that's a fair statement. Yeah.
You, like laid back.
I was
chill.
Working. Yeah. I was building something.
Yeah. But now it's like you out. And it's like
Yeah. I'm out now.
And the casino vibe. I was like, okay.
That was a little wave for
that was a
while.
And it was in New York. I was like.
Yeah, I try to take my phones elsewhere now.
You've been leveling up lately, I see. So
I guess that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, under your hat, you have hair under there? Or
Let's check it out.
I remember the first time we sat down with you.
I got a...
You went low again?
I got a low fade.
I mean...
You know what I mean?
This guy, he goes...
Hey, that's what this is about, man.
He had the... Last time I saw you
Shout out my guy, Palooka.
Palooka.
Was last time I think it was Danny Evans... The Remix release party.
I had some long hair.
Yeah, long hair there. You look real mafioso.
Yeah, you know, sometimes. You
gotta switch it up sometimes. Yeah, right? You gotta switch it up.
Different seasons, different reasons.
Word.
Bars.
Yo, we haven't had Mike Pipp. He was our episode 4, if I'm not mistaken. He was our third guest.
It's a long time ago.
Long time.
A lot of things have changed.
Episode 86.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you didn't have hair that episode.
Nah.
And then you like grew it out, and then now you have no hair again. So, I mean.
We still have High Def. You know, the conversation back then was High Def.
High Def.
We had the t-shirts.
I think,
that's still your thing now, or you just trying to go in different
You
want to
know why? I'm not putting the energy into the brand. I'm putting it into myself. So
okay.
That's
okay.
Still my label.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are not taking submissions. Yeah.
Okay.
So right now, there's no signed artists to the label then?
But negative, just producers.
You got producers. All right, cool.
That's smart.
This is audio, so don't just nod your head. Help me out here. So
audio, people, yes. Yeah. True.
People are like, yes, that's just a weird pause. He did nod his head saying yeah.
Sorry, I zoned out.
Nah, it's cool. You know, you do this for a living, too.
I got
yourself.
Real studio real quick.
Yeah, I see.
I was nodding to him over there, the engineer.
Yo, so how's it going at SoundLoft? Like, how much has changed since last time we spoke to you?
Let's see.
Besides us not being there, kind of, we were there for, there for a minute, and then, we hopped around a little bit. But how is it? How's SoundLoft?
I think SoundLoft is fully matured now, man.
Yeah?
Hence my, like Rome saying, I'm running around a little more.
Word.
I could run it a little more hands-off and, You know, I'm looking for other business ventures.
So you have engineers that are there when you're not there?
Yeah, we got some engineers, like today, 1 to 5.
Oh, word.
Oh, so what's up?
Yeah,
I know. I know you feel better like that.
I feel great.
For a minute, I was like, yo.
He's in a better space right now.
No, for a minute, following him, though, on his snap, like you said, has been lit.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this nigga's never at the studio anymore. Yeah. I was like, does Pip still got the studio?
Facts.
You know what? We had I remember you had a conversation on the phone about that. It was like, I wonder if it, and I was like, I don't know.
That's good.
Can we applaud that you leveled up like this? You know, like, engineer, you gotta applaud that. You know what I mean? He's going out more. He's able to do his thing, you know.
Time is up.
Business is still booming and running right now, right?
Yeah. It's all systems go.
Word.
17, that's what's 17. Up, man. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Appreciate
what's
up. It, fellas.
Now, shit. How long you been doing this for again? I don't remember.
It's too long.
Like, 07? 06?
Oh, boy. Which one, the loft?
No, just in general, like when you first started.
Well, hold on. Let me calculate this for you.
Cause I know the 10-year was coming up, or did it pass already?
This August 1st will be 9 at the loft.
9 at the loft. Okay.
Oh, shit.
But 10 as a brand.
10 as a brand will be. I was thinking about last night. 2019.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I had my hands on music as long as I can remember, fellas.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I know.
My first Pro Tools experience like 2000.
Word.
Yeah. Pro Tools 5.6.
Jeez.
So are you getting tired of hearing like the same rappers come up to your studio, or is it like
never that?
Nah,
man.
You still enjoy it?
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I think you're not there enough. I think you're handing it off to other engineers because you're tired of hearing these niggas struggle with their flow.
Well, no, I still run the premiere sessions.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the entry-level stuff is getting routed to other guys.
It's like levels now.
It's game appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of budgeted guys are rocking with me. A lot of, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
A lot of people have a clear vision and a good backbone on their shit or... fucking with me.
I guess it's safe to say that you're a long way away from that first four-hour, $20 introductory thing, right?
Four for 100.
You way life past that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be.
That's the first time I went to the studio. That's the deal we have with four for 100.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was.
That makes me happy. Yeah. Four for 100.
That's never happening again.
Hell no. I mean, that's the beginning of the business. Come on.
You get about 40 minutes for 100, possibly.
Yeah.
If that. That's 125 an hour.
Nah. That's crazy, yo, man. So how you been otherwise, though, man? You said, like, you're trying to get into other business ventures. What are you thinking about?
It's all in the realm of music. You know what I mean? I got an eye on, what do you call that? Entertainment. Nah, this shit's all entertainment. So maybe some parties.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just trying to get out the studio.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Some parties.
Right.
Maybe some networking functions.
Okay.
Maybe some juice, you know, maybe juice bar.
Okay.
Bro, we actually just had somebody who owns a juice bar, like,
you know,
2 episodes ago.
I'm just looking for innovative technologies.
Okay.
To apply my business acumen to.
Okay.
Word. So, are you gonna think about doing like maybe like a piffer, like kind of like Uber, but like with the weed or not?
I was,
I mean, if it becomes legalized,
maybe in Massachusetts,
can't deliver. Why not?
Massachusetts definitely could do that.
A dope piffer app, that'd be amazing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Midnight cookies.
Word.
On weed.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that. That's dope.
I just want 2%. That's all I'm saying. That's all
I'm about to tell you.
So
get ready for the 2%. You're gonna
2%.
Like. Yo, I ain't gonna go there.
86 weeks. I've been trying to get 2% off somebody's business. It hasn't worked. And I've asked everybody who comes in here, let me borrow $1. If you look like you're doing better than me, you gonna borrow $1?
I got you.
You got me. All right. I want to record it. When somebody finally gives me $1, look. When you start a business, like when I had my barbershop, somebody gave me a nice crispy $50 bill. Signed
post
it off
up.
On it.
You ever spent it?
I can't confirm or deny whether I spent it. But the point is, I'm waiting for somebody to still give me $1 for the podcast. Like, yo.
$1?
$1, that's it. $1.
That's my first single, I Need a Dollar.
Yeah.
I got
one
now.
That was your single. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Didn't Webby have a song like that, too?
I think we both did at the same era.
Yeah,
it's up for discussion on who sampled it first.
Word.
We'll never know, though.
Yeah. Webby, yeah.
It's a Wikipedia facts, no?
Well, we call it roundtable facts.
Okay.
We're going to say you did it first. Just because we haven't had him on the show yet.
That's
what you said. If he comes, we'll say he did it for us.
I said it's up for discussion.
Word.
Yeah, we could debate that.
Both records were great records.
Yeah.
Word.
You know.
Yeah. I remember, yeah. You did a video for that one, right?
Yeah.
That's the one when you...
With an ex-associate.
Yeah, okay, that's
the
one.
Yeah, I remember.
Super throwback.
That was fun.
Big rope chain.
Quality was
the rope,
crazy.
Yeah, the rope was out.
I think you was riding a bicycle in the video.
Was it a bicycle?
No,
there was some bicycle motherfuckers in that shit.
It was like that was dope.
Man.
It's the Connecticut.
For the times.
It's like the Connecticut version. If anybody listening, if you picture Meek Mill, everybody with the dirt bikes being black, his was like people were white driving bicycles.
That shit was crazy.
It was dope though.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was dope. It worked out. Good,
I didn't
though.
Say he did.
So
I mean,
I'm just saying. Like, I'm trying to give people like, you know, people like, oh, how, let me imagine this video. That's exactly what it was.
It was dope.
Meek Mill with dirt bikes.
A lot of visuals.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was dope.
That was Bike Life 1.0.
So the last time we actually had you, you announced you were dropping the Summertime Soiree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was, damn, it feels like ages ago. Right?
That was ages ago. That was September 15th.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it was that long. Yeah. So you drop anything?
That's crazy.
Plan on dropping anything soon? Or?
I just dropped the album.
Shit, I feel very...
The Thriller joint.
The Thriller, okay, that one. That feels like so long ago, too, though.
It does.
December 1st.
December 1st?
Yeah, so 4 months now.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess, you know, because the era we live in, if you're not dropping something every
content.
3.5 weeks, it's
right.
like, you know.
It feels like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay, because the Thriller one had the presidential video type thing, right?
Oh, yeah, the blew a bag video.
You said your dad said you was wilding in it, right? Some shit.
Everybody said I was wilding.
That shit was crazy.
I had to block his ass on Facebook.
that's
what 17 about, that's blocking everybody.
Oh, shit. So what does Mike Piff listen to nowadays?
Oh, man.
What's on that playlist? What's on the Sound Loss playlist?
What's the date right now?
March 26th.
Right now, I'm delving into that More Life.
Ooh. More Life. What do you think about
that?
I think it's a fantastic project.
project. All right, you did. So what would you what
I like
that. What genre of music do you classify that under?
Hip hop.
You say hip hop? That's my debate. That's my problem with Drake. I feel like he should have, and y'all could tell I've been dying to talk about this because I just
I know you like this.
My shit is that I think it's a good, to me it sounds like a playlist, which I think is very fair that he called it a playlist. That's because cool. It's everywhere. Yeah. You know
he
what
called
I'm
it a playlist?
Yeah, yeah, that's
he,
what they yeah.
He's
what
a
is
summer
it?
Playlist.
He had OVO firm approved playlist, OVO firm, some shit like that. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But
October firm,
yeah. There you go, some shit like that. So to me, it sounds like a playlist just because it goes like, all right, look, I'm not the biggest Drake fan. I like Drake when his first album came out. I actually bought the first album. I had that shit in rotation for a very long time.
Wow.
And then after Take Care, he lost me. Like, I just wasn't into it no more, which is fine. It's just that doesn't, you know how Jay-Z said, you want my old shit, buy my old albums.
True.
So I will forever always have Drake's old shit.
He takes you back to Take Care.
That's
though.
Cool.
And towards the end.
I just said he lost me in Take Care, though. I didn't, that wasn't.
Oh, he lost you in Take
to
Care?
To me, that's not my favorite album of Drake. My favorite one is the Thank Me Later.
Oh, wow.
I like,
a lot of people.
I like Drake spitting bars. Okay. I don't give a fuck what his background is. I don't give a fuck what country he's from. I like bars.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about like that.
He spent that bars first, on Take Care.
That first album, though, man, that shit was.
I don't know what you're listening to.
You can't go away from it. Nah, to me, it's like to me, that's the closest thing he'll have to a classic. I know everybody says Take Care is it, and Views was supposed to be that. That didn't hit. This one is. It may be the one.
I mean,
didn't hit.
It's so yo, bro.
No. That's where the conversation becomes. We're not talking about money.
It didn't hit to you though. To you, it didn't hit.
It's not. No, all right.
To you,
anybody, let's talk music. Let's talk music, right?
Yeah.
Reasonable Doubt, when it came out, it was not a classic album. It became a classic album after Jay got to like his third album.
Okay.
When Views came out, it don't matter how many barriers he broke number wise. Jay broke mad numbers on his Hard Knock Life album. That shit ain't a classic album. He didn't have another classic till he dropped Blueprint.
That could be just your opinion.
No,
I'm sure there's a Jay-Z fan now could say that
they
that
could.
Hard, yeah.
So
you
let's
know?
Talk critically acclaimed. Views is not that critically acclaimed album. You could say it is, but then I would venture to say you probably don't listen to a lot of different podcasts or into media to say like, oh yeah, this shit really is not critically acclaimed.
Complex. I mean,
it's not a critically acclaimed album. It's not J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive. I'll tell you that. That's a critically acclaimed album. Shit went double platinum, certified double platinum, which means it actually sold physical copies with no features.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. So with I'm not even gonna talk about Views because the what we're talking about right now is More Life. To me,
More Life.
I listen to it. I hit play. So people say I'm a Drake hater, but I actually listen to the music. Never really liked Nas, but I had to compare like his disses to Jay-Z records. So I was like, let me see who's better. I still got to give it a listen. So when I heard More Life, when I heard track one, I was like, oh, okay. I can fuck with this. Free Smoke. I can fuck with it.
Free Smoke, yeah.
I can fuck with it. I like it. He's spitting bars.
Where did it lose you?
By track like
Passion Fruit.
When it took you to the islands.
Passion
Fruit?
When it took me to
the islands. That's a vibe.
It is a vibe. It's a no, no, wait, wait. Is it a vibe? Yes. Is it hip hop? No. It should be its own genre.
What's your take on a British influence?
I don't like it.
Don't like it.
First of all, what's the dude's name?
I forget his name.
With a G.
Gigs
or something like that. To me, it sounds like it's him and then somebody else. They sound like SOS ripoffs, like that Dipset signed back in the day.
Gigs is big in London though.
I'm not. You missing the fact. I don't give a fuck what plateau you in. If it's garbage, it's garbage. In my opinion. Oof. My opinion.
Yeah.
But just because he's big in London doesn't mean it's dope. Because now you're making it seem like, oh, because he got a following or because his records hit in London, that his shit is dope. Call
a
spade a spade.
Some cultural differences to take into consideration.
Because
what's fly out there definitely ain't New York fly shit. Yeah.
But when I heard it, all I heard was 2004 SOS. Go back to the early Dipset albums, SOS, the group that they signed from London. That's exactly what that nigga sound like. Nothing about what he said to me was spectacular. Nothing to like. With, oh shit, this is crazy.
What song are you talking about? KMT, or are you talking about?
But both records that had London influences, I ain't like. So I don't know what records it is. I just know
he had
I
an interlude too
album.
That he took to the face.
Yeah, he had interlude too. Yeah, the Skepta interlude.
Anything I heard SOS in my earphones, I was like, I don't like this shit. Okay. I'm gonna tell you the songs I like.
You like the Batman. That's my shit, yo.
Was it Teenage?
I'm a black
Teenage
man.
Fever?
Teenage Fever, that's what the J-Lo sample, yeah.
Dope as fuck.
That's
like,
a heavy
record. I like that
facts.
Record. Yeah. I like, I don't know. The
you don't
shit,
like Can't Have It All?
I actually had to screenshot what records I like because I'm not a Drake fanatic, so.
I like the whole thing.
I like the whole thing too, man.
I would say like this, in regard to it being a playlist, I feel like these are like, secondary records
yeah.
from when he was working with yeah. these people
yep.
the first time.
Yeah,
so
I
these are
too.
These are the joints that didn't make the last album
yeah.
getting pushed out, and I would wager that he's got something big
absolutely.
In his stash.
Yeah. Well,
so this is probably a warm-up.
Well, you heard, Do Not Disturb. 17. You heard Do Not Disturb at the end. He's like,
I just caught that. Because when I heard Fake Love, I'm yeah. like, all right, this shit's over. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
somebody told me, yeah. Do Not Disturb.
Fake yeah. Love, I like. I didn't
ding,
like
ding, ding.
The shit with Party Next Door since way back.
You don't like that?
Glow to me was decent.
Oh, you what the
teenage,
fuck?
Teenage Fever, dope as fuck. Sacrifice is dope as fuck.
Okay.
Portland, I didn't like
it's
it.
Dope.
I didn't like it. Not even a little
Quavo.
Bit.
Quavo.
And, well, yeah.
Quavo.
Then
really
I go back to
Ant Thug.
And I fuck with Quavo.
You don't like Ice
I
Melts?
I say Portland is the vibe.
Yes.
That's what I've been living
in. Portland is the vibe.
4422 I like.
I hear that's got political undertones to it.
Yes. Passion Fruit I didn't like. And Free Smoke I love actually, and that's the shit.
Good
that,
way to start a project.
That, I mean, Free Smoke was fucking dope. But again, yeah. I say this wholeheartedly, knowing that Drake don't make music for Chris P. I'm cool with it.
That's cool. Yeah.
But when people say like, "Oh, nigga, you a hater," it's like, "Yo, it's one of two things." I call this nigga Dick Rider, and he calls me a hater. It's the same shit. This
I like
is the world
all
we live in.
Dynamic.
I mean,
it's the
music,
world.
So
it's the
cool.
world we live in. It's either if you like something too much, you're Dick Rider. If you don't like something, oh, you're a hater. Nah, how come you just can't have your fair opinion? That's it.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle. With
I say,
my fair opinion.
I say, this is what I say. Right, you go to the Grammys. Drake's gonna win hip hop album of the year. This to me is not a hip hop album.
Who's he up it's against not, is my question.
Well, yeah. it depends who he's up against. I mean, it's still too early anyway to say because we don't know who else is dropping for the remainder of the year. But it's like, yo.
That's if he turns it in.
Don't
though.
Call it. Don't. He's going to turn it in. You know
you
why
so?
He's you know why he's going to turn it in?
You think so?
Because Chance the Rapper won a Grammy off of an album that was on SoundCloud for free. Right? So Drake is going to come win this Grammy. And everybody,
so?
Listen, and everybody's going to say, yo, this nigga, dead or alive, top two. He won a Grammy off a fucking playlist, fam. That's what everybody's gonna say. You got to see like the picture
huh?
I see in here.
You think that's the case?
To who?
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't it? He's about to. He's gonna win a Grammy off a playlist.
He's so high up in this. Like
I was gonna say, I can't even speculate that. You know, being on the ground in the field with this thing still. You know.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's an easy cop out to say that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this is what it's about. It's about debate. It's about what do you think?
Okay, debates.
I think personally he's gonna win a Grammy for Hip Hop Album of the Year, like the same way he won the fucking Grammy for Best Hip Hop Duo for Hotline Bling. He sung the whole record by himself. How the fuck did he even win duo Best
it's
Duo?
Payola, baby.
What would you have to say? Oh yeah. No opinion on it.
If it's payola,
that means what?
There's nothing I could do about it, brother.
All right, man. So you just have no opinion. That's basically what you're saying.
I don't. I really.
When
don't.
It comes to Drake, you don't have an opinion.
When
is
it comes to any, this could have been the topic of like Kanye. I wouldn't have an opinion either to it. I like everybody. I listen to everybody.
It's not. It's
listen to everybody.
What's the question though?
Is it a hip hop album?
Yes.
How?
Because he's rapping on that shit.
He's not rapping on the whole thing though.
He rapping.
It don't matter.
He got like six tracks that should be a whole fucking Caribbean album.
So what? But. What you do when you do that is you rob every artist of the open format that hip-hop is. You know what I mean? If I want to go take African drums and mix it with some shit from Switzerland, and I want to half sing on it, and I want to half rap on it, I want to grab my dick and do the video,
so
that's my fucking version of hip-hop.
Yeah.
You can't take that from me.
Mm, yeah. I think that's a stretch.
Unless you're holding people to a bar of what your tried and true hip-hop is from your likings, but... You can't hold people to a bar from a decade ago because hip-hop itself in the first place is a progressive thing. So this is a classic team backpack discussion, which is if you want to hold Uzi Vert and these new guys to a bar of reasonable doubt depth, how could you even do that? That's like raising your kids and saying you got to do exactly what dad did. So you have to let people be themselves.
I agree. But Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug, they still rap.
Still got auto-tune, though.
Yeah.
It's still rap, though.
So you're saying basically, if you're more versatile than a rapper, that
you
transcend to a different genre?
I think that's exactly it.
So what
Drake,
is it? You
Drake,
think it's a pop
I think
record?
Drake, I think Drake is bigger than hip-hop. I don't think he has a straight... Like, all I'm saying is for the sake of records...
Yeah,
like, I'm not talking about like albums. I'm saying like records. Like, so at the end of the day, when you say, "Oh, Jay-Z went down for 21 Grammys," all right, what did he win those Grammys for? Whatever the case may be, when Drake, when it's all said and done with Drake, he's winning Grammys for stuff that he shouldn't be winning off of it. Like, you can't win,
but
the focus
shouldn't be the accolades. It should be
that's what it is. When
the product,
all said and
though.
Done, though.
You know what I mean? That's this like is, saying, like, you know, oh, Piff, your album ain't shit because it's not even in the discussion. You know what I'm saying? Like, or to say, it shouldn't be accolade based. It's got to be the, like, the components of what the shit is made out of. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and I get what you're saying. Like, you know, he can be taking hip-hop to a whole nother level. But in the sense is, wasn't Sean Paul getting awards for exactly what six out of his 22? Sean Paul, the reggae artist?
Oh, facts.
Yeah. Wasn't he getting awards?
So it's the same discussion. In urban... Okay, so is it urban music versus...
I think
classic hip hop.
I don't know, not so much classic, because Lil Uzi Vert could be put up for an award and hip-hop. His shit doesn't sound like it. I'm just saying it doesn't. It's not boom boom bap. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the music just sounds totally different. It's like if Sean Paul wins best hip hop album, you'd be like, wait, shouldn't he have a different bracket he falls under?
I think the big umbrella is maybe urban music, and then the sub genres underneath. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think this should just be a Drake genre. And there should be an award show that is like best Drake, best Drake song goes to Drake. Best Drake
Party
rhythm song goes to Drake.
That's cool.
Like, I just feel like that's my only shit. That's my only issue with it. Like, and it's almost like, I don't know, if Trey Songz did a whole like rap album, he shouldn't fall under R&B because he came out as an R&B artist. You get what I'm saying? That's my only problem with it. That's the only thing I find wrong with it. Because I feel like then he robs people that are really rapping.
I just don't think it's fair to ostracize the guy because he's more talented than your entry level rapper.
But how is it still hip hop? What you're saying is because he's a hip hop artist.
Maybe them drums.
That makes it hip hop?
Yeah.
That wasn't just, wouldn't that fall in the Caribbean or, you know, wouldn't that, like, years ago?
I mean, would you bring the same conversation to Ye?
I think, to me, Ye changed the what hip hop is. And I feel
and Drake
like
Drake can't do that.
He could, but Ye's shit was still hip hop.
That's up for discussion.
Yeah. Let's take Stronger. You just say yeah to anything. Let's take Stronger.
He's mad.
Yeah,
he's mad.
It's just because we're having
a
discussion.
He wants a debate. I'm gonna give him a debate.
No, it's if we can't have a discussion. All you say is yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just listening.
So let's say Stronger. You like Kanye song. You wouldn't call that hip hop. Though there might be undertones of like soft rock in it or whatever.
What, faster?
Yeah.
That's a sample from the UK.
Yeah. I know. Okay. What is he doing on the record? What is he doing on the record?
Not, they can't film me.
That nigga's rapping his ass off on the record. And then you go to Drake's song.
What's that? That's off the Red Cover
let's
album?
Let's Get Lost Tonight.
Because I'm going to say like,
is that 808s and Heartbreak?
No, that's a graduation.
Graduation, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I mean.
My thing is just like, I feel like the way you say, we should have marginalized him, but I feel like you also rob, he's also robbing other people. It like in that situation with the Grammys, I just gave you a perfect example. He won best duo on a song that he had by himself.
Was there a feature on that record?
No feature. Highline Bling is no feature. No feature
best duo?
At all. Best duo.
You sure?
And he. Google it, my nigga. We got time here. Google it.
Fact check, bro.
Google it. Yeah, right. Yeah, so then he's up against fucking Fat Joe and Remy Ma. They don't win for the best duo of the year. That shit just don't make sense to me. Like, look at the records. Hotline Bling is not a hip hop.
I feel like that's not the artist.
It's not a rap record.
I feel like that's the business
he's
of the
singing
Grammy
in the whole
people.
Song. Singing in the whole song.
There's no bars on that, huh?
I feel like that's singing. The Grammy people.
Yo, that's one of my favorite Drake songs. Is that one?
It's a huge record.
It's a huge record. Hotline Bling. But it's not a rap song. Is all I'm saying.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying. So that's why I just think that there should be a little bit more, like, you know, I don't know, like.
But I don't think that's the artist's problem. I think that's like the Grammy people problem.
I'm not saying
you know?
it's his problem, though. That's the thing. Like, y'all say, like, I'm not saying it's him. That's why I say they should have an award show called the Drake Awards. He can win every fucking award you want because his music is that good. His music is good. I'm not saying it's not good.
Right.
I'm just saying, why are we still calling it rap? And let's say you don't
that's
call it rap.
Discussion.
But then why do they call it rap when it comes to award shows?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's dictating the entire platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, case in point, at the Loft, I see a lot of Drake influence. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Trickling
I'm sure.
all the way down to a boom bap record. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't think you can strip the guy of his hip-hopness.
I'm not saying you strip him. I'm saying just stop putting certain albums under those categories because like
well this is that's a Grammy level I'm not talking about like I said before it shouldn't be about the accolades it should be about the recipe you know what I mean
right.
And the components inside of it because
I don't.
Okay, but let me ask a question. If I'm a soccer player, can I get MVP in the NBA? I mean, just because I'm on the team, like you got to be within the same sport. And it's like
then it's up to the establishment to define the parameters for where one sport starts and stops.
Did anybody Google the whole the duel you just gave up?
I can't find
you want to give up? All right.
Yeah. I'm the guest.
I don't want you to do it because we're actually having a conversation. He's ad-libbing over here.
You got that right.
Go ahead. Look it up.
The album is dope. What the fuck, yo?
I'm just saying, would you still, would you classify that as a hip-hop album?
Is there a female vocal on Hotline Bling?
Oh, no, here we go.
There isn't.
Everybody's trying to find it, how we skirt through it and make it sound like, he should have won that. He should have won that award. Look, More Life to me is a good project.
That's cool.
And I think that's the word you said, matter of fact, when we first said it. Because I would call it a good project.
I don't think it's a studio album where he locked himself in a spot for.
It's not.
No, it can't be.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Because
you hear the flavor spilling over from all the 16 shit.
Absolutely. But look, I feel like.
That's like, so hold on, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's them two joints from last summer? Off the One Dance and
Controller.
What are those records?
They're not rap records. They're not.
Are they hip hop records?
I don't know if they're hip hop. I think that's more Caribbean. What sound does who he sampled the record off of?
What
The One Dance.
I don't know.
I think that was.
Nah, because the girl in the beginning, I like your style. That's I don't know what record that falls on.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
it was her original.
Those one. Again, if I had to go like top five Drake songs,
yeah,
Controller,
okay,
is up there.
That's a vibe.
It is a vibe.
I drank a lot of Henny to those records.
Hotline Bling is up there, and then that's where me personally I go back to like his first album. The shit he got with Jeezy, the shit he got with Hov.
I feel like there's still records that you just.
I'm just saying.
I feel like there's records that go over your head that you would really like that you just don't give it a listen because it's Drake.
Yo, nigga.
I feel like, nah.
You feel I don't like Drake? I sat there at my crib by myself to go listen to More Life and go ahead and made one of his lyrics my Facebook post.
Were you high though?
No, it wasn't high. Made one of his lyrics my Facebook post because Free Smoke
I don't
hit.
Have Facebook. I don't have Facebook.
Free Smoke hit. You don't?
Bring that back.
I was trying to tag you on something. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker unfriended me. Okay.
Damn.
Like,
I'll do Facebook.
Your pops popped up. I'm like, oh, okay, no wrong. All right, cool, whatever. Yeah. But the point is, I made it one of my statuses, one of the lines he had. He was like, I text J-Lo, new number, so bounce back, right?
Boy Wonder about to bounce back.
Which I thought is dope.
He's like, he threw shade on himself and then said I had to bounce back still because Boy Wonder in the studio with me.
That's not my point. What I'm saying is, the record was dope. I liked it.
Yeah.
And then as I listened to it, I was like, okay, this is not for me. But I like it because what he called it a playlist. Yeah. And that's exactly what I told him when it dropped. Like, yo, this shit sounds like a playlist. I fuck with it.
That's cool.
Fuck with it that he called it a playlist. Now, when he wins awards for best hip-hop album of the year, I'm going to be like, damn. Like,
that's not his fault, though. You
know? I never watched an award show.
I'm not saying it's his fault. Yeah. You don't.
And I never watched them.
Yo,
ever.
I don't pay attention.
What's the last award show you watched?
The only award show I watched is MTV. That's it.
When Lady Gaga was wearing a steak.
That's the last one I watched.
I only watched the MTV Awards after the fact on social.
I only watched MTV Awards, and I do that religiously.
Next time I watch it from the red carpet.
I hear you.
You
know
what I'm saying? I hear you. I get it.
So
yeah. Plus my Facebook feed, I don't got to watch shit. I can just go on there. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because, you know, you're right.
So all that to say, because I didn't, you know, people, well, you can interpret what the fuck you want. What I say, I don't give a shit. I'm telling you clear as day. I like it for it being a project, calling it a playlist. I don't like if he wins, and this is not his fault. It doesn't matter. If he wins a fucking award for best hip-hop album of the year, then to me, I got
to. What if Kendrick wins? You know, Kendrick's coming out, you know?
I feel like he already won.
I think you're
won.
Missing the point.
Yeah, just releasing it and having to be the topic of conversation. That's a big enough win.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, he dropped the playlist, and I think that's what this is. This is another thing I don't like. I feel like the era of hip hop we're in, and let me just close out my More Life comments. As a whole,
Chris
I like
P,
it.
Less life.
It sounds like a good playlist. That's it. If he wins hip hop album, I got an issue with it. Anyway, so now let's go back when he dropped. If you're reading this, it's too late.
That's the first Drake record I listened to. I ignored him up until then.
He called it a mixtape. He called it a mixtape.
Yeah.
So I feel that if you drop an album that you personally may not feel that it's probably your best effort, we start calling it something else. Now we want to call it a mixtape. Now the new shit, like I said it on my Facebook,
fair
whatever.
Enough.
Now the whole new shit is going to be called Playlist.
What up, what up, what up? This Roundtable Discussions episode is sponsored by Fuego Brand. Make sure you visit gotfuego.com to secure all exclusive Roundtable Discussion apparel and much more. Use promo code RTD to receive 15% off on all orders. That's RTD to receive 15% off on all orders. Be sure to follow at Fuego Brand on all social media platforms. And don't forget, hashtag gotfuego. Now let's get back to the show.
When you got a couple records, like, shit, let's go to the vault. Let me go ahead and go to Piff and be like, yo, let me get the record I made in 2011. I was a rapper for a good 2 weeks. Yeah. I was a rapper for 2 weeks back in the day, right? So if I'm like, yo, let me get a couple of those records. If I go to another studio where I first started at in the basement, yo, let me get the records. Yo, these shits is kind of trash. You
put them together.
But people want me. People want it.
Yeah,
though
yeah,
it's
yeah.
trash, people want it. I'm going to put it out. Here you go. This is Chris P's playlist. Not that Drake shit is trash. I'm just saying, maybe to his own standard, those aren't records that he... You know, to make one complete album.
I'll take you to the contract side. An LP is 10 records at a certain amount of minutes. It's probably like 30 minutes or so. So that's like album, like label requirements.
Word.
So if you get off 10 joints that match the time frame, you're done. So it's like Future with them two joints.
Yeah.
He owed records.
Word.
Yeah, so who knows?
We just had a conversation about it with
those were fun too.
We're talking about Rick Ross.
Hell yeah.
We're talking about Rick Ross.
Or yellow or white?
White.
Yeah.
Yellow is my shit though. I don't understand how people say yellow is like yellow is the shit as well, but white is the vibe. He taps into that Hendrix.
I went back to the yellow after the white.
Okay.
After that fresh air, I had to dip back.
I thought you was playing that too. I that's the vibe.
So only
I'm really on that Draco though.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah. You're not on Nav? You're not on Nav?
What is it?
Nav.
Fez the Sweet.
Huh?
I like that too.
Fez the Sweet. Yeah. You listening to Nav? Nav?
Is that a record or an artist?
It's an artist. He's a Weekend's artist.
Call him a hater. Okay. Call him a hater.
I'm not calling him a hater.
I'm just uninformed.
If I said it, you'd be like, oh, you're a hater.
Nah, he didn't listen to it.
You two siblings.
You check Nav out. He's dope.
Right.
He's dope.
I never heard of Nav until we had Blaze the Dreamer on an episode, and he mentioned Nav. I guess Nav produces too, right?
He's a producer, yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I didn't check out his project, though, but anyway. Yeah. But
have you heard of any song of his? No.
I'm going to look for it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not, you know. I mean, he ain't looking for me. I ain't looking for him. So I only look for the artist that I feel like I need to talk about. Like, so when he makes... I mean, this is the platform we have. So when he makes something,
I feel like
that
you sleep a lot of people.
I probably do, and it's cool. It's cool because that's the difference between me and you, and probably a lot of other people. When I start really rocking for an artist, then I go back for them like I'm their attorney. Like to me, J. Cole is the best rapper alive right now, living, breathing. He's the best rapper to me.
Okay.
And right. I think his body of work speaks for it. His accolades speak for it. His album sales speak for it. Physical album sales, not just streaming. I'm just saying what it is. When you go certified platinum is different from platinum. Platinum now is if you can get fucking 1 million streams. Which Drake, where he's at now, 86 million or 100 million off this one?
Higher than that, I believe.
Yeah, but how many physical copies are actually sold?
Well, they're not out yet. March 31st, they come out.
All right. See, that's the thing. Like, you only get passionate every now and again. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, yo, you don't, all right.
There you go.
This shit, this is what I'm going to say. Listen. Everybody follows somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna follow, like you follow J. Cole, so certain shit you will fucking know. Like the Deja Vu beat, you know about that because you follow him.
Oh, word.
I follow Drake. I listen to the interviews, so I know this shit because I follow. That's
let
all.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Why when me and Piff were talking, you were super quiet?
Because that was broken down in another context where Piff is like an engineer, and he knows the other side. He knows the other side I don't know. I'm just a fan of music. I like the music. You guys were talking about... I don't even know what you were talking about.
Because you weren't even here.
I don't know that side. Right. The way he was breaking it down, if you understand what I'm saying. Like,
it's just a round table discussion, fellas.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, I said, I'm just saying. I just wanted to see...
You guys happy you finally got a round table, though?
Well, it's not really round yet.
It's an old one.
Everybody, everywhere was a vibe, so it's like I feel you. I like vibes.
Hey, we've been places that had no tables. Like, well, we had no table at Sound Loft. Then we went to Factory Underground in Norwalk, and we had like a coffee table.
Nice, you know. I'm gonna come through with that 100 episode cake.
Oh, word, that'd be dope.
Oh, shit.
Well, actually, the 100th episode actually lands on the same week where we do our we're doing our kickball tournament.
Okay.
Actually, the day of the kickball tournament.
I hurt my knee last
after.
Time, fam.
You could come out to the. You don't gotta
play. You don't gotta play.
You don't gotta play. It's just to come. I had somebody I invited too that they got a fucking They sent me a picture of their knee too. They're like, y'all got a shattered knee. I can't play. I was like, yo, you don't got to play. Just come through and, you know, enjoy the vibes. That's
Enjoy the vibes. Enjoy Rome City. Enjoy the vibes. Another W, yo.
Yeah, Rome City team won last year with his
all W's.
This nigga went and...
It wasn't my fault, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't my fault at all.
He went to the most athletic gym and found four or five people who could really play.
Really? No, you weren't recruiting?
Nah. I didn't recruit nobody.
Nah, he didn't recruit. A lot of people flaked out last year. Everybody so flaked out. He ended up getting people who actually was down for the call.
Well, Icon was... Don't be mad. Don't be mad gave me him.
Wait.
Yo, my boy playing on your team. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we were short. We were short, like, so, I think, like, five people last year. This year is not going to be the problem. We already have... Basically, it was damn near full already, but I'm going to get more names just so in case last minute people flake out. We have
got
enough people.
Over the top.
You know, but yeah, so y'all
if you want to be on Team Room City's team, that's the team that's like very enthusiastic.
Okay, a lot of enthusiasm.
But you know how, may not have the same people. How would you win this year?
I know I'm going to have the same people.
How? You got to pick the same people. If I pick first, what if I take the top player you got last year?
Whoa.
He's got kickball faith right there.
So the winner doesn't get the chance to pick first?
Oh, you can pick first. Good. So, what if I take your second best player?
Nah, you won't. I knew. Look, who I'm picking? One. You don't know the strategy that why I choose these people.
Yeah.
You're not gonna pick them.
You're probably right. I wouldn't pick anybody on any team anyway.
You're not.
I wouldn't pick anybody that was there last year. I want my same exact squad from last year. Recap.
You guys gonna run them back? Maybe with like the wild card picks.
Not the same people. Just because it would, you know. Like, he played against Nadia's team.
We killed Nadia.
And fucking smashed him. Like, it was like 20-something to zero.
It was bad.
So, like, that would be kind of corny if we have that again.
Gotcha.
So, it was like, you know. But, again, it's the way she picked. But some people on her team flaked out last minute, too. So.
You guys got any more interns? Or you guys
just...
Yeah,
absolutely. You want to play?
What do you mean?
Are they still around? Or they're
well, Stephanie's been gone.
Yeah, we knew that.
Episode 30.
Shout out Steph from afar.
From afar.
I think she listens to this anyway, though.
Nah, she'll fuck with us no more. And Nadia, she'll be back soon. She'll be back soon. Everybody got the, you know, they got to go find them their path in life, I guess.
Big facts.
Every couple weeks. Maybe more for women. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, we might be looking for somebody soon. Who knows? I don't know what's
going on
here.
That's cool.
I take the shit week by week.
I feel
you. So. If next week he says, like, yo, I can't make it, all right, fuck it, I'll, you know.
You'll never hear
I'll do the shit with me and Brennan. Like, whoever's in the fucking room who can talk, that's how we're going to do this shit.
You will never hear that from me.
You know, so. But shout out to Stephanie. Shout out to Nadia. Nadia, she'll definitely be a part of the kickball tournament. She should be back soon anyway. Yeah.
Nice.
But, so anymore. Let's talk about Drake again, just to get more excited. Now I'm playing with y'all.
Come on, man. Come
I just pick at him because it's like.
Why, that's bullying. Why be a bully? That's not cool being a bully.
Is this
you see what bullying?
Is this
bullying?
Is this podcast bullying?
I feel like it's a
form of bullying. The podcast bully.
I feel like it's a form of bullying. Like, why is Drake the topic of discussion? Right? Rather You Than Me is a fucking dope ass album. Why are we not talking about.
Yo, you're right. No,
why is that not the topic of discussion, though?
Let's go back to Drake one more time.
For what?
Because I want you just your opinion. Well, your opinion. Just to hear, like, because you guys are obviously Drake fans. I'm not, you know, a big fan. Like I told you, I do like his. I love his first album, to be honest with you. So my question is, where does More Life, if let's call it an album, just for the sake of discussion, where would it rank on? And it's still early. It's only been a week and a half.
I don't know.
Where would you rank it?
I don't know.
Against what? His previous his work?
His own work. Where would you rank it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of his albums, but. I would put it like top three.
I think he keeps getting better. I hopped in at if you're reading this, it's too late. I didn't listen to nothing before that. That's what I always do.
Have you caught up?
You know
to anything
crazy?
Before it though?
What's that?
Have you like went back to listen or no?
I ran through them a couple times and go, oh, all right, here's the Trey Songz record.
Yeah.
Oh,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? And kind of like pieced it together quick.
But
I like the new shit. I did the same thing with Ye. Anybody who's on, I just let them rock until they cool off, and then I go check it out.
Word. So what do you think? You think this is his best work thus far?
Like I said earlier, I think it's the spinoff vibes from what he was working on with Views. Okay. So if he got in the studio with somebody, they probably did three or four records. That's why you're probably hearing that Island vibe coming back. Because they probably did 10 joints of that flavor.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? These are the B and C cuts.
This is exactly what this was. This is exactly what this was.
So, you know, playlist, word, maybe. Because my take on the album is, all right, you're going to fly somewhere. You're going to lock in for a month. The producers are in and out.
Man.
You know, you got to live your vibe and make that studio album. This is definitely a playlist. At least he didn't front on that.
And that's what I said. And I told him that.
But it's just fire.
The day after, fire. I was like, yo, I like the fact Portland. That you called it a playlist. So what do you think?
I don't know.
You couldn't. I mean, you couldn't say like, I think this is top three out of all his work. You know,
I can't say that right now because it's like it's so much shit. That's
all right.
Like,
so for the sake of conversation, my nigga, what's your favorite Drake album?
Favorite Drake album? Views.
Views. Okay.
Yeah.
So what would come after?
I don't know.
Trying to fucking like know. Trying to give this nigga cheese to like fall on the trap.
I don't know. I can't say because every album is a different album, different vibe to me. And it's like I'm not gonna put that in the number. Like I don't want to say that's better because that's like me saying that's better than that. It's like I like Views now, but then I could go back to Take Care vibe.
Right, so right now, so at this moment, I'm not at this moment. You think Views is his best album?
That's my favorite album.
That's
right
your favorite
now.
Album, okay. Yeah. So what would come after?
What would come after that? Yeah. I don't know. Because it's between Take Care and Nothing Was the Same. Because no, Nothing Was the Same was on a whole nother level than Take Care. That was, I don't know.
So, but that would be your top three, I guess, then? Like, because you said Nothing Was the Same and Take Care would be after Views.
I don't know.
Be careful. I'm going to tweet whatever you say.
I know.
But I mean, it's okay. I just want to hear what you thought was his top. Like me, like I said, my favorite album is his first one. That's it. And then this would come after or before Take Care. I don't know which one would come before or after.
Because the thing is why I say that is because it's like, it's a lot of songs that I feel like, and again, how I feel like it's a lot of songs that go over everybody's head. And it's like Six Men, like that's my fucking record now. I'm like six men. On the If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
See, I know what you're talking about.
That's my shit right now.
So
you know, and especially the way he went in. If you didn't know the Erykah Badu at the end.
All right. Like that's, so we can make a playlist from all these things.
Yeah, you could.
And make a new playlist. Yeah, our version.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yo, yeah, if Drake stopped, and this is what's amazing. When he came on the scene. 06 05. Or 07?
I think it was 05.
No, 05 he was in high school. There's no way that... there's no way.
It was 05.
05 is his first album, 05? Oh. What's his first album? Not when he first started rapping.
Oh, probably 06. 506. Somebody got around there.
Let me Google this shit. That shit sounds too fresh out of high school. There's no way that nigga was out like that. Let me see.
He was still on Degrassi.
I mean, he was working with Trey Songz with The Replacement Girls. It was another record. I think they did a tape. If I had to guess, if he doesn't think it's one of those years, maybe 08?
Let's go. Okay, Thank Me Later was 2010. Comeback Season was 2007. So Far Gone was 2009. So Far Gone, it's safe to say, was the one that made his mark, correct?
Cause that's so Far Gone, because they re-released it. It was a mixtape, then they re-released it as an album.
So let's say 2007. So in 10 years, he has enough where he can come out with a greatest hits album, which I think is a feat by itself.
That'll get you out of a deal quick.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's definitely one thing that I can definitely commend him on. Like, especially, how old is he? He's like 29.
He's 30.
30 years old. Mm-hmm. And this nigga could come out with the greatest hits album at 30. That's amazing. All right, so we still got Piff in the building, people.
Yeah,
we do.
So, Piff, you got a new record, right?
I do.
What's the name of the record?
It's Untitled.
It's Untitled?
Nice.
It's working title is Own Now. Own mm-hmm. Now.
Own, gotcha. Like, I own this.
I think it's a derivative of like, on my own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
A record of independence.
Okay.
Like fun.
Okay.
Achievement.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you want to play it now?
Yeah, we can spin that.
Brandon, let's get that record on.
This is a world premiere.
Oh, so you want to premiere this properly? Good.
I'm just saying. Nah, I'm breaking the record.
What's up?
And I'm going to do the video for this. This is my single for right now. So
Do you have
a project title yet or no?
No, this is just a single.
Okay, just a single.
I'm not doing another project for now. I got a series of EPs. Okay. Come up with an EP title every day.
Word.
So now I'm just trying to get those got together.
You. That's what's up.
Content.
That's what's up.
All right, let's go. Let's hear this.
Let's do it.
I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million of the Pro Tools. The Galati of the old school. I still party with my old crew. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million of the Pro Tools. The Galati of the old school.
Survive.
I still party with my old crew. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million off of Pro Tools. Got feet, yeah, feet on the whip. Ooh, pardon me, I just ski in your bitch head. 17's mine, yeah, 17's mine, yeah. I was looking and looking and still I still couldn't find, yeah.
We've been made it on our own now. Big time, made a mill about the hometown. Shit though, lit though, yeah. Get dough, hit pose, yeah. No soul, she a bimbo. Pop a couple bottles and she jumped out the window. But she like that, I know you like that. If I sent you a snap, would you snap back? If I said make it clap, would you clap back? If I said do it fast, be running laps in my lap, bitch. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million off of Pro Tools. The Galati of the old school. I still party with my old bro. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million off of Pro Tools. The Galati of the old school. I still party with my old bro. Sleazy in the party with my old crew. Old school all Galati, you not used to. I think I found a shawty, feeling overfought it. 23, I feel like Michael Jordan now. Skirting on, cause it's working out, oh. The word around, all oh, learning out, oh. Best to leave her just to be your bitch. I told her bring her cars and I beat it in sweat. Ayo, more money, more flowers, yeah, VIP than ever before. Big V, low mod, that's VIP, yeah, here we go. Here we go, and where we go. That's Mike Piff and Chris on all up in stereo. Car full of bad hoes, my song on that radio. She gave me with that cranium. Game song titanium, take a ride around my way. Got that la 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 la. Got that la 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 la. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million off of Pro Tools. The Galati of the old school. I still party with my old bros. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to. Made about a million off of Pro Tools. The Galati of the old school.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yo. Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's a.
Yo.
That's it. You got yourself one.
I don't
man.
Care what Rome said about you, my nigga. You nice. Dog style. Yo, I like that song. Man,
I appreciate
you are,
it.
You are the
I
type
like
of
it.
Nigga.
I got some flavors, you know. Yeah, it's just a vibe. It's like, a vibe for the summer.
As the record was playing, I'm like, listen. I'm like, yo. This might be one of the top songs we've ever played on the show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, for real, for real. It's dope.
No, really, thank you.
I was surprised. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
I just didn't know what I was going to hear. I like it.
Oh, yeah, you have no idea,
it
right?
It sounds very... I wish today was sunny, because this is like kind of top-down, music blasted. It has
yeah,
that vibe.
It,
like,
I'm
going to
do the big video
and
for
you made this on a cold February, which is kind of dope.
Well, you know, we're doing a little more songwriting these days, you know.
I like it, yo.
We're only... relinquishing the emotions that are beneficial
that's
to
right.
success rather you know what I mean
like, hold on that was like $3 words can we scale it back a little bit to all the songs in plain English
oh
like son
listen
this
man.
Record is dope bitch. Like,
I mean long story short it's just writing records that make sense for
it.
The record you know what I mean
I fuck with
can't slide off and
absolutely.
Start talking about some
bullshit.
You know
right,
what I mean
right,
like
right.
trying to keep them tight
I got you
I fuck with it yo
I got you know that some freestyles but I'm not diving into a project right now because I want to roll out some media faster than
word
because that's what happens people go on album mode
they get caught up and they can't get
and then 18
and
months goes by and then your best move is to drop it and that's not the best move and I've done that too many times
Yo I like it though
appreciate
I really fuck with it it has a I don't know I heard like just my opinion I heard like some like kind of like Wayne and Yeezy like all in like with the auto tune, like
it's real
that
futuristic.
Vibe.
Yeah,
I like the vibe, man. The vibe is dope. The vibe is dope. Good production.
Got my guy Chris Jones on the track. You know what I mean? We've been working hand in hand for a long time.
Right, you said that name before a long time ago too. You definitely been working with him for a while.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
That's
appreciate
dope,
it, fellas.
So when can we see the visual for that?
I don't know. You want to come out to the video?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
April 6th, man.
Oh, you got the date already locked in?
I got a suite up at Mohegan, April 6th.
I think you always got a suite there. That's where you shot the last video, right? Or not?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again. I don't give a fuck.
What's up?
This guy, what's he got the connects, man. I fuck with it, yo.
It's that front desk game.
Word.
It's got to add that on point, you know? I feel you.
Yo, don't forget. So I don't want to text you like April 3rd. Like, yo, we still good for the 6th? Like,
yeah, the way I've been doing all this stuff, like you saw the Boston outing. That was,
that was North by Northeast,
as I called
it.
North by
Northeast.
Yeah,
dope.
It's just open format, man.
Word.
Just, you know what I mean?
Take up and
so
just,
if we got
yeah.
get drunk and figure it out
word.
The next day, that's how it's going down.
Figure it,
I like that.
I like that. That's dope. That's dope, man.
I like it. Yo. Yo, since I already got the track. Oh, I'll say I need that like on my playlist. I like that
oh,
song.
Yeah, rocking.
I fuck with it.
Appreciate you.
All right, so it's not attached to a project at this point.
Nah, I think that's just gonna be a single.
Word.
Because I blew my rollout for my Thriller album.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw that video.
Yep.
The blew a bag shit. That was my warm up, my shock content on back piece.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to follow up with a bigger production video for one of the real records on a project.
Uh-huh.
And I just let it slide because you know how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Word.
Right. So this one, we're just going one clean.
Mm-hmm.
I like
roll
it.
Roll it out. You know
I like
what
I mean? Mm-hmm. Yo, my favorite.
All facts.
My favorite. what's your album? I know you had The Breadwinner.
Breadwinner.
What else? You had Thriller. You had Summertime shit. Soiree.
Breadwinner, Freestyles.
I remember Freestyles.
Summer Soiree, Thriller.
Thriller.
Four spot.
My favorite cover is the Breadwinner shit. The whole Breadwinner. Like
Breadwinner is my shit.
The just I don't know like nigga, like you like really went to a bakery, right?
Yeah, we were in a massive.
And you had like the
factory.
You had you know the.
I think it's either number 4 or 5 is my favorite.
You had the records on there. You had headphones. Like it was like still
that was
like,
a real big. Production shoot, yeah.
Word.
No Photoshop on that one.
Word, no. Just
it's like an 80s movie cover.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Then you got the shit with you in the diner.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, you had a dope lineup for that though. But
appreciate it.
I can't wait for you know.
So
for this to come out.
It's Piff just tapping into the artist side, and putting the engineer him on the back burner, or it's just you just going with the flow how things goes.
Let me choose my words wisely.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
I always been an artist.
Yeah, I'm.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. As my artist side flourishes in the market,
mm-hmm.
I'll be engineering for people that could handle that type of presence.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because some folks,
yep.
can't.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Do you? Does anybody feel? And this is like my last question before we get to some bars.
Oh God.
Does anybody ever feel like yo? Why like? Cause. You're one of the names that obviously comes up as either one of the best studios to go to record
right.
or just engineers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody feel like, yo, why would I go to somebody I might be kind of competing with?
I mean, of course they do. I'm sure that's one of the biggest decisions to be made when picking a spot, you know?
Where?
As long as they understand I have the capacity to put my artistic ego to the side during the session, that's their time, you know what I mean? I'm not the type of person who gets off on downplaying other people's shit.
Word.
If you come fuck with me, I'm going to make the best record I can make with them there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like a team effort. What can I say? You
know
what I mean?
So anybody mm-hmm. who
I understand.
Who might say, I'm not saying this is what people say, but just because you're like in two different lanes, if anybody ever said like, yo, fam, you should just stick to engineering. Are you offended on the...
go fuck himself.
All right.
That's right.
I respect that.
That's
all
right.
right. Yo... Brandon, let's get to that beat, man. Let's see. Let's hear these bars. You ready?
This shit fast, man.
Yeah.
Let that shit come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah. For those who want bars and not the swag shit, I whip 100 clip real quick. I'm in my bag, bitch. I've been had haters since the day I stepped in the game. Faggots in they all lane. Man, I made my own lane. You can get stretched. Seventh inning in my ball game. Talking ball mains, but can't afford Chow Mein. How, man? How the fuck is you popping? Your net's low in your check, though. They saying that my profit's gross. I just booked a trip. Galapagos. Team just hit your bitch. She's screaming plotting those. Line them up, knock them down. Dominoes, drop her off at the crib. Vominoes, grab shit, bent easy. So I be bored with shit. I drop, they drop. Differences, they can't afford the shit. You asking CT, move to Florida, little snitch. Ah, fuck. You asking CT, move to Florida, little snitch. I stuff him at the bar, call his lawyer, little bitch. I'm the type that need a wraith and a foyer for the crib. But no OGs, they never had no pointers for the kid. Laser pointer at your ribs, light flash for his eyes. That's a spoiler for the flick. Suck my dick, you fucking prick. They reaching. Like the cord short, make them dance. This chopper right here, turn his pants into some board shorts. I deserve awards of all sorts for rapping, trapping, stacking, getting ass. It's like I'm all state in four sports. How you get rich when you taking all shorts? I'm like LeBron off the ball court. Balling ass and court for. Ah.
All right, Brandon, that's it. Yo, round of applause for Mike Pitt.
Round of applause. Nah.
Y'all paste that bitch back together.
Don't do that, man.
I got you. I'm a chopper. I like
that's
it.
That's dope.
I like it.
You did your thing.
That shit fast, man.
You did your thing.
Appreciate you.
You did your thing.
Yo, I like that you came and actually, you know, he's a good sport and actually
you
rocked to the beat.
Spit.
Some people may not want to do that beat.
You spit.
I did it.
You spit.
I'm gonna tell you something. We went to a college radio show. Shout out to Surge, College Corner Radio.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna name the artist that was sitting there. We was kind of like co-hosting the show with him. And I was like, "Yo, you spit. You from New York, right? I want to hear you do this beat."
He couldn't even do the
beat. Couldn't do it, yo.
That happens.
There's a lot of
nowhere to be found either.
He's like, yo, switch the beat, put this on. Yeah. And he went to like some slow dip.
Nowhere to be fucking nowhere to be found either, by the way. So I mean.
Yo, I appreciate you for coming through today.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate really you, you know, giving your knowledge on the other side of shit when it comes to you know, the Drake things and LPs and contracts and stuff. Because that stuff, you know, we don't know on this side, so that definitely helps.
Facts.
Word. Bro, you got anything you wanna say?
I'm done.
Good show.
Good show.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Mike Piff, man. We still here.
It's 2017, family here, man. It's family.
My
here,
guys,
man.
We've been rocking for a long time now.
Too
I appreciate
long,
you guys having me back.
Nah, no doubt. Absolutely, it's funny. Man. I like, you know, I text Piff the other day. I'm like, yo, I want you to come out to the kickball shit. He's like, nigga, I want. Well, he didn't say nigga. So, but he was like, I want to come back on the show. I was like, oh, let's do it then. Let's do it.
I'm wrong.
You know, whenever you'll never got to text me. You guys say, yo, you got time next week? I'm around town. I'm coming. Pause. Right. You know what I'm saying? But you more than welcome to come
now
back.
Now that
you're
over here, I'm going to pull up and start beeping the horn and doing wild shit.
No, I definitely appreciate you coming.
You do want to play in the kickball tournament, or are you just coming in to watch?
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. Same way I didn't know if I was going to rap or not.
Okay.
Same way I don't know if I'm going to play kickball or not.
It's a vibe, yo.
I appreciate it.
Drake got some songs there we could play kickball to. If I play some Drake records, would you come out and play kickball with us?
Only if you play that shit that goes, I don't usually do this.
I don't know. I heard that shit last night. Something about, I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high.
That's both. That's Gucci and Drake.
Oh, that shit's hard.
I don't usually. Well,
that's we'll play that. That's my kickball theme song. You got anything you need to plug before we roll up out of here?
Nah, man.
Nothing?
Just my guys. Round table.
Word. Appreciate
Let's get it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, let the people know your social media. We roll about it.
Follow me at the Real Room City everywhere. Follow me.
And y'all can follow Mike Piff at?
IG at Mike Piff. But if you really want to get an inside look at the lifestyle, at Mike Piffington on the snap.
Oh, yeah.
We got co-signed for that one.
That's where it's popping at.
I mean, catch me on a weekend. I might disappear Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I'll be back.
Make sure y'all check them out. Make sure y'all follow us at RTD Podcast or IG. Follow me. I am Chris_P, Snapchat and Instagram. And this episode, 86? 86. All right, this podcast is going to fill my political connects. Remember, I never claimed to be politically correct. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.
Yep. Yeah.